The ending of any relationship is never easy. Some endings are harder than others, especially when someone dies. What makes this kind of ending difficult than all the others is the finality of it. The time in today's gospel reading is the night before Jesus' death. For some time, he has been giving the apostles hints of his dying. Now he talked to them openly about it. He speaks about his death as a going away, going to the Father. All the apostles heard was the fact that he was leaving them. There are degrees of leaving. There is a leaving which implies abandonment. And we hear and read about this when a newborn infant or a frail elderly person is left alone. This is a very painful form of abandonment. This is not the case in today's gospel. Jesus is not abandoning the apostles. There is a leaving which implies rejection. One person engaged to be married to another leaves the one he or she is engaged to be with another person. This is very painful. Once again, Jesus is not rejecting the apostles. There is the kind of leaving which is necessary for the good of one leaving. A person leaves home to get a better job, a better opportunity. Jesus is leaving for his own good, to be with the Father, to be in his home. Finally, there is the leaving, which is for the good, not only for the one leaving, but also the ones being left behind. Jesus' leaving is good for the apostles because he will send them the Spirit. His departure will not leave them unsupported and unguided. It is through this Holy Spirit that they will be able to continue the ministry that God had him start on earth. Before he makes his final ascent into heaven to be with the Father, he says to them, "You are to go out, preach the good news, and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." In today's gospel, we hear him speak about his commandments. The commandments that he has given us are to love God and to love one another as much as God loves that person. When you and I are baptized, we are baptized into the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have heard in other gospel passages where Jesus has said to the apostles, "Remain in me as I remain in you." By the nature of this baptism, Christ is in us, and it's a matter of us staying with him, allowing us to have a conversion of heart to love everyone who comes into our lives. But then again, we are not abandoned. We are not rejected. Because when we are baptized, the word "beloved" is written on our heart. And when we do pray, we pray to God the Father, Christ the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier. We listen to the word of God where Jesus is present. We eat of the body and drink of the blood, for the sustenance that we need for this spiritual journey. All we need to do is remain with him and stay with him, so that when we do encounter others, when we do face the trials and tribulations of life, we know that we can continue on. God does not give us anything that we cannot handle. Suffering does happen, but he's not the cause of it. Endings happen. God is not the cause of that either. It is about transitions. So my brothers and sisters, as we continue with our Easter journey, let us keep Jesus alive in our hearts by listening to the word and partaking of the sacraments.